me see here. If I look, I'm sure I'm going to spot a whale. Oh, hey everyone! Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. And as you know, this is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. Well, I was just in the middle of looking for whales. Let's see here. Yes, I know I should see some very soon. Well, yes, I think I spotted one. There's a whale right there. This is so exciting. Hey, have you ever had an interest in going whale watching? Well, today is your lucky day because we are looking for whales. Well, at least in our lesson we are. Today's lesson is called Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. And friends, here's a good question for you to try to answer. What did our author smell on the boat? What did our author smell on the boat? Friends, see if you can answer that question. Open up your magazines and let's begin. Let's see, maybe we can find some more whales. Wow, it's so blue. There must be whales out there somewhere.
Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. There she blows. Last winter, I boarded a boat with around 50 other people. Our mission? To find humpback whales on their migration journey. Only 30 minutes into the excursion, our guide announced that a whale could be seen in the distance. I scrambled to the side just in time to catch a glimpse of a fountain of misty spray rising up above the water. Our group was soon rewarded with many more whale encounters as we watched the graceful giants roll through the water. During one encounter, we were close enough to smell the famous bad breath that often fills the air when a whale exhales.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 humpback 这个名词。hump 是指驼背背上隆起的部分，所以 humpback whale 就是指座头鲸。例如 ，the marine biologists recorded the sounds humpback whales make to study how they communicate。海洋生物学家们记录座头鲸发出的声音来研究它们如何沟通。其他用到 humpback 的海洋生物的名称还有。Humpback dolphin 就是指驼背海豚，或者是 humpback salmon 是指驼背大马哈鱼。接下来我们看的是 exhale 这个动词 ，ex 这个字首有向外的意思 ，hal 这个字根是指呼吸，所以 exhale 是指呼气。例如 ，the old man sat down in the chair, exhaled deeply and fell asleep。这位老人家坐在椅子里，深深地呼了一口气，然后就睡着了。或者是 take a deep breath。And then exhale, 深深地吸一口气然后呼气。它的反义字就是把字首的 ex 换成 in 变成 inhale, 意思就是指吸气。例如 the patient inhaled some toxic fumes by accident, 这位病人误吸入有毒的气体。
Wait, hold on a second, Rebecca. Let me get this right. You were just outside of our studio here, studio classroom, on the air, looking for whales in the sky.
Well, yes, of course. Our lesson is about whales, whale migration.
Yeah.
And if I can't see whales in the ocean, why not look for whale-shaped clouds?
Oh, whale-shaped clouds. Yeah. That's a good idea.
Oh, I know. It was a really good idea. I didn't see any, but...It was a good idea.
Okay, well, we are learning about real whales here, whales in the ocean, and what they do. Whales migrate, right? Whale migration, a journey of survival.
And I really like this part. Thar she blows.
Thar she blows?
Thar she blows.
You know what that's a line from?
Let me guess, Moby Dick.
How did you know?
Well, because Moby Dick is a book about whales.
Yes.
So I figured it had to come from that book.
Yeah, and other books and some movies have even used that line. There she blows. It's referring to when they see the whale spouting out the water. Maybe they see it from a distance and they say, there she blows. It's like they're blowing out water.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, continuing with our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Last winter of course that's our author, boarded a boat with around 50 other people. Now let's talk about that word, to board something. If you board something like a plane or a boat, then you're getting onto that form of transportation.
Exactly. So usually we use this word to talk about public transportation of some kind. I boarded a ship, I boarded a plane, I boarded the train, right? Or you can board the bus or board the MRT. And here in our lesson, we read, last winter I boarded a boat with around 50 other people.
Our mission? To find humpback whales on their migration journey. Only 30 minutes into the excursion, our guide announced that a whale could be seen in the distance. Now, you just heard this word excursion. Let's talk about it for just a moment. What's an excursion? It's usually a short journey, usually made for pleasure, and it's often done in a group, but it can also be done individually.
And it kind of makes me think of adventures. Mm. Sometimes I use the word excursion in the same way that I use the word adventure. We went on an excursion, or we had an excursion, right? When I went to the Lanyu recently, there were some adventures. I would say it was an excursion. We did some hiking, we did some snorkeling and playing on the beach. It was a lot of fun.
Exactly. And so right now our author is on a whale watching or a boat excursion. Continuing on, she says, I scrambled to the side just in time to catch a glimpse of a fountain of misty spray rising up above the water.
There she blows!
There she blows, oh yes. Well, there's a couple things we want to talk about in this sentence, starting with scramble. To scramble, this just means that you move rather quickly or you climb something quickly.
You know, when I go hiking, last time I went hiking, I was scrambling down the trail because we had a time limit and we needed to get back to the car quickly. So you can use this word to talk about moving quickly somewhere. You can scramble up something. Maybe you need to climb the rocks. You're scrambling up the rocks. Or, like I said, scrambling down the trail.
That's right.
Thanks.
And you're welcome. So we see here that she scrambled to the side just in time. This just means that you do something at the last possible moment.
So maybe you are going to see a movie and you make it just as the movie is beginning. You missed all of the previews, but you made it just in time for the beginning of the movie.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's continue on. Our group was soon rewarded with many more whale encounters as we watched the graceful giants roll through the water. During one encounter, we were close enough to smell the famous bad breath that often fills the air when a whale exhales. And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier on the boat. What did our author smell?
Our author smelled a whale's bad breath as it exhaled. Now, there's a related word here, but let's talk about the word exhale first. That means you're breathing out.
Exactly. And if you inhale, mm-hmm. you're breathing in like this.
That's right. Exhale, inhale, exhale. Well, we are learning about whales today. Let's learn some whale idioms in the
Info Cloud.
Hello, friends. Today, let's take a look at some idioms that use the word whale.
Good idea, Ken. You know, I had a whale of a time at Jennifer's birthday party yesterday.
So you had an exciting and fun time at the party. To have a whale of a time means to have a really good time. Well, Carolyn, I think you did a whale of a job singing at the rally last week.
Thanks, Ken. I'm glad you liked it. A whale of a job means a very good job.
We know the whale is a very large animal, so the word whale can also be used to refer to something very big.
That's another meaning of whale, something huge. We might talk about a whale of a problem or a whale of a difference.
You know, there's a whale of a difference between learning English from studio classroom and learning English from a cheap cram school.
Well, that's pretty obvious. If you learn English from the wrong person, you might have a whale of a problem.
One final idiom, like a beached whale.
Oh, I never want to see a beached whale, as that animal is in a pretty bad situation. Once a whale is on a beach, it cannot get back into the ocean easily. So, if you are completely stuck somewhere and can't get away, you are stranded like a beached whale.
Not a good situation to be in. 我们今天来讨论鲸鱼。你知道鲸鱼最怕发生什么事吗？ Beached, 就是把 beach, 沙滩当动词用。A beached whale, 就是一只搁浅在沙滩上的鲸鱼。如果你在一个进退维谷的处境，或是被困在某个地方动弹不得，你就可以用这个比喻。Our car ran out of gas and we were like a beached whale. 我们也可以用 whale 来形容巨大的。如果要表达有很大的不同，除了可以说 there's a big difference, 也可以用比较口语的 there's a whale of a difference. 另外 a whale of something 也可以表示某样东西非常棒。例如 you did a whale of a job, 你表现得非常棒。I had a whale of a time. 我玩得超开心。这就是今天的 Info Clouds. 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom. I am on a mission. My mission is to find some whales.I have my binoculars, so let me take a look. Are there some whales anywhere? Whales, whales, whales. There's some whales! I found some whales! Did you see those whales? It's jumping out of the water! Oh my goodness! Wow! Friends, I'm so excited! It's time for us to learn more about these amazing creatures! Let's go!
Whale Migration, A Journey of Survival. The guide informed us that these whales were probably all juveniles who were too young to mate. The young Atlantic Ocean humpbacks typically take up temporary residence in an area with plenty of food and wait for the adults to return after mating season. These youngsters...seem to put on a show for us with tail slaps and the well-known humpback peduncle arch. It's hard to describe the amazement we felt watching some of the world's largest mammals in their own habitat.
好，来继续我们看 juvenile 这个名词 J-U-V-E-N 这个字根有年轻的意思，所以 juvenile 在这里是指幼兽或者是雏鸟。例如 adult birds will feed their juveniles until they can prey independently， 成鸟会一直喂食幼鸟直到它们可以独立喂猎食为止。 juvenile 也可以指喂成年的人，例如 the crime rate among juveniles has increased drastically over the past few years，过去几年来未成年者犯罪率迅速的增加。最后我们看的是 habitat 这个名词， H-A-B-I-T 这个字根有居住的意思，所以 habitat 是指动植物的生长地或栖息地。例如 taking a submarine tour is a wonderful way to observe sea animals in their natural habitats， 搭观光潜水艇是观赏在自然栖息地海洋生物非常好的方式。 或者是 these plants can grow over 10 feet tall in their natural habitat. 这种植物在它们的自然栖息地可以长到超过10英尺。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Okay, so we already learned that our author saw a bunch of whales. And we learned something else interesting. The guide informed us that these whales were probably all juveniles who were too young to mate.
Oh, these juveniles. These
juveniles?
Young whales. They're too young to mate. The young Atlantic Ocean humpbacks typically take up temporary residence in an area with plenty of food and wait for the adults to return after mating season. I have never seen whales like this up close, but I would love to.
I would love to, too. I've actually never been whale watching before. I've seen dolphins many times, but not actually whales.
Yeah, cool.
Yes, so of course there's a few things, as always, that we want to talk about, starting with the word temporary. If you take up temporary residence, or if you're somewhere temporarily, that just means that you're there for a short period of time, or you're doing something not forever, just for a little while.
That's right. And I like the word you mentioned, the adverb temporarily, T-E-M-P-O-R-A-R-I-L-Y, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the opposite of doing something temporarily is to do it in a permanent way. So if you take up permanent residence, that means you're living there for a long time. You're staying there. You're grounded, right? You are living there permanently.
That's right. So we have the two words, temporary and permanent. Don't forget to practice those words. So, of course, these humpback whales, they take up temporary residence in an area with plenty of food and wait for the adults to return after mating season. Now, we thought that it was very important for you to understand these words, mating season. That's basically just the time of year when animals have their babies.
Exactly. And there are different ways to talk about that. We'll see some of those words in tomorrow's lesson. But let's go to the next paragraph here. These youngsters seem to put on a show for us with tail slaps and the well-known humpback peduncle arch. But first, let's take a look at this phrase, to put on a show. Rebecca, do you like to put on a show sometimes?
Do I like to put on a show?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Now, typically, when I think of this phrase, to put on a show, mm-hmm. I think of a performance.
Mm-hmm.
I think of people coming together to act and try to entertain other people.
You know, I was at my friend's house a couple weeks ago, and they have three daughters, three young daughters. And while we were eating and trying to talk to each other, all of a sudden the daughters and their friends wanted to put on a show for us. It was quite cute.
Oh, really now?
Yes, these little girls just wanted to dance and, you know, act and mm-hmm. and just put on a cute little show. It was
that's
great.
That's really, really cute. Well, that's exactly what these whales are doing. They're putting on a show for the people on the boat. It's hard to describe the amazement we felt watching some of the world's largest mammals in their own habitat. So we see this word habitat, and I think that you could also say that this is their natural habitat. That's just a place in nature where certain animals live, like the whales are in their natural habitat.
Yeah, for example, when you go to SeaWorld or go to a zoo, you're not seeing animals in their natural habitat, okay? You need to go out in the wild somewhere and see them in their natural habitat. Well, right now it is time for
Who knows?
Hey, it's that time again. What time is it? Time for the greatest review quiz on earth. Who knows? And before we take a look at the words, we need to take a look at our contestants. Joining us in the studio today is Mindy. Hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Mindy is an exchange student at Mingchuan Dashue. And what are you studying?
I'm studying biology. And I love today's lesson on whales.
Well, I did too. And next we have Sean. Hi, Sean. Can you tell us what you do?
Hello, I am a philosophy professor.
Ah, and it's great to have you here with us today.
But am I really here, though? That's the question.
Right. Well, let's get started. Our words today are migration, humpback, exhale, juvenile, and habitat. And I'll give you a clue, and you can guess the word. Here's the clue. A natural place for you to live. Yes, Mindy?
The dormitory. I live at Mingchun Dashue, so I live in the dorms.
It's good to know that you live in the dorms, Mindy, but that's not the answer.
No?
And that's not even one of the options. That word didn't even appear in our lesson today. No, dorm is not correct. Nice try, Mindy.
Mindy, do or do not. There is no try.
Thank you, Yoda Sean. Sean, do you have a guess?
It's an educated guess, yes.
Well?
Is the word exhale?
Is that your final answer?
Yes, exhale.
Sean, you are wrong. The clue was a natural place to live. Why did you say exhale? That's a verb.
You must exhale if you want to live naturally.
You must exhale if you want to live naturally. Nice. Yes, it's true. When we breathe in, we also need to breathe out.
Well, so I'm correct. Am I the winner?
No, I'm looking for a noun, a natural place for you to live.
I know. It's habitat.
Ring the bell, Mindy.
It's habitat. A habitat is where something or someone lives naturally. It's a place for you to live.
Mindy, is that your final answer?
Yes, habitat. Habitat.
Mindy, you are correct.
What? I disagree. I think all of the words could fit your clue in some way. It could be humpback, because I'm sure some tiny animals naturally live inside humpback whales. It could be migration, because...
It could only be one word, and Mindy said that word. Here is your prize.
A box?
Well, yes, you're a puppet. Where else are you going to live? Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for Who Knows? You know, I was thinking it would be cool to see a whale up close doing this.
Ooh, I think that would be so cool.
You know?
Look at that whale. Looks like he's putting on a show.
But after I read today's... lesson, I thought, I don't want to get too close because then I might smell its bad breath. It might be really bad.
Well, that's what our lesson says.
Yeah. Hey, what is the purpose of migration anyway?
Gabe, I'm so glad you asked. Friends, we're going to find out tomorrow, so don't miss tomorrow's lesson right here on Studio Classroom.